Is deja vu more than just a quirk of the brain?
Is there always a rational explanation for the paranormal?
Should one believe reports of unexplained phenomenon?
If you've asked yourselves these questions before, follow in the footsteps of paranormal podcaster Blake Elrich and delve into the mysteries of the Unknown Nine universe.
And if you ask them in this voice in your head, seek help. The Unknown Nine Awakening is the action-adventure game at the heart of the Unknown Nine narrative universe.
You play as Haruna, an audacious heroine with the ability to venture into the fold, a mysterious dimension that overlaps our own.
Yeah, and her quest for powerful hidden knowledge, Haruna, who is portrayed by Anya Chalotra, will learn to master her unique connection to the fold, which allows her to channel its powers into our world. But such power does not go unnoticed.
Uh-oh. She quickly becomes the target of the Ascendants, a splinter faction of a secret society known as the Leap Year Society, who want to use the fold to alter the course of human history.
Yeah, societies, I tell you. Their confrontation will take them across the world, from the sands of Mauritania and perilous Indian jungles to the Gothic landscapes of Portugal. Nation, as you know, we love games, and this is right up our alley, and we think it's going to be right up yours.
This sounds amazing. So get ready to dive into a mysterious parallel dimension. Unknown Nine Awakening releases on October 18th, 2024 for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Pre-order your copy today and learn more about the Unknown Nine universe at unknown9.com/hysteria. That's unknown9.com/hysteria. Unknown Nine, the number nine, not the word, .com/hysteria.
The following is a Fourth Hand production.
Welcome in, nation, to another blurry hysteria. What's up? I'm David. We got Brent here and special guest.
Oh,
guest especial.
It's a sad version this week.
Does he get the bumper for this?
Yeah, I was hoping we'd get to bump him from this, but it didn't work out, so.
His name is
Kevin Crispin. No, bumper, not bump him.
Yeah, well, he's hiding in here because the siren head bot is outside just screaming his name. Kevin! What did you say before we started in a robot voice? He was on the phone in the background and you started saying something and I was laughing my ass off.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember. Hi, Kevin. Anyway.
Better be sorry than safe.
Safety third. Kevin, we talked all around you. Hi, welcome.
Hey, hello. Hi, hello. Hey, listen, couple things. I really enjoyed your bump pun, Brent. Really, really good. I know you workshopped that. That sounded great.
Mm.
And also, the tornado siren is a real fear. And I've seen some drawings on Hysteria Nation.
Clint Hewitt has been knocking it out of the park, right up towards the top of the park where the sirens are. So it's been really good. Really good stuff.
It's terrifying.
The snake eats
what
its
it
own
is.
Tail.
It's up all the things.
Terrifying.
What are you scared of most in life?
I'm doing well, guys.
Losing
How are you
the
doing?
Love of my father. And you, son, cancer. And you, little boy, tornado sirens. I'm going to stick my head in one and lose my hearing.
It's like you were there transcribing it word for word. Bye. How are you guys doing?
Well, you know, I've had nonstop sickness and internet issues for days, so that's been fun. We had to restart this twice just to get the Lord God and or a gypsy woman or something has it out for me since I've moved down here. I don't know what it is.
I think it's Crom. An and/or. I think it is our Lord God. Crom. It's Crom.
It is. This
I mean... You're lucky you got power, though, from what I hear.
Yeah, we have a generator here, so we should always have power, theoretically. But we didn't get bad. We didn't get flooding or anything. So just got some rain, which we needed. So I'll take it. But I've hurt my shoulder. We were putting together a bunch of furniture. I dropped a whole board on my foot. I thought I might have broke it. I'm limping, and I got a big old cut across my foot. Lisa's still beating me. So, you know, it's the normal stuff. Normal. You know, moving pains.
Brent, can I say I really love it when you sound like a farmer? When you said, yeah, we got some rain, but we needed it.
Them crops ain't going to water themselves. You know how it goes. Well, speaking of water, I'm going to start this week. Well, it's like the gift that keeps on giving into this show, with the topics you guys keep sending in. Cocaine. Are Florida sharks feasting on cocaine? Here's what we know. Cocaine. Now, we've talked about this before with animals getting into it. Environmental scientist Dr. Tracy Fanara weighs in on the topic. She says, probably. and then falls up. now they're just moving weight for some of the cartels. Florida beaches have been making headlines in the past thanks to huge volume of cocaine that frequently washes up. I get like tuna cans and shit washed up. They're getting kilos of Colombian Bam Bam. I did move to the wrong place. But anyway, these instances are the result of drug traffickers from Central and Southern America. They attempt to smuggle it, and they get in the water, and they travel via boats. They drop it through aircraft. You know, these bales of cocaine, they drop in the water to evade detection. And some of Mother Nature's little bitey creatures gets to biting on it. And I guess some of the good old sharks are getting into it. Many of these packages, they say, stop before they get damaged. They still make environmental concerns. Cocaine sharks. We've had cocaine bear. We've had those tortoises with the straws in their nose. I don't think it was the cocaine.
I think either a new Sharknado or just yet another Jaws sequel, but where Jaws is on blow.
Just a sore that jaw from all 3D. The grinding. Sore jaws. So during Discovery Shark Week last year, researchers took the coastline of Florida to determine whether these bales of cocaine could be, I said cocaine and now I'm saying it that way the whole time, could be having an adverse effect on sharks. And one of the researchers behind it, Doc Trace, she was an environmental scientist from Florida. Yeah, here's what she said. But they could have been anything. It was very possible the sharks and cocaine wouldn't interact. Whether sharks are actually biting into the bales and have some sort of reaction, that's what we don't know because that's what we don't catch on camera. Meaning they're biting it, but then they don't know if the sharks after that are like, fuck, yeah, I want to paint. Oh, fuck, I need to dance, you know, so they don't know. They don't know.
Let's solve the world's problems.
The problem is they don't know if cocaine sharks are a real thing or not. They know it's eating the cocaine, but it might just be like pass. Whereas we know you give it to a bear and you got an apex predator for about 15 minutes on the planet. So
you got yourself some box office gold is what you got yourself.
The last.
This sounds awfully familiar. Are you sure you haven't talked about this before?
I feel like we have in another one. That's what I said. We've talked about different animals doing it. You know what? They hadn't had enough. They keep sending it in. So that's what it's going to be. You know, you'd send it six more times.
It's enough cocaine to go around, I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, if you
bump,
guys.
Bump, share.
Yeah. Bump, pass. Anytime we take a shower, flush our toilets, that water goes to a wastewater treatment plant. That water goes to a wastewater treatment plant. This water goes to a wastewater treatment plant. They're very happy about saying wastewater treatment plant. It's only treated to remove certain pollutants, and then it's returned to the environment. Guess what? It doesn't pull out all those pills and cocaine that gets flushed. Oh, man. That's why Florida has the best water. So pretty much what they said is we know they're biting into these. We don't know if it has any effect on them. So that's fun.
Of course it has an effect. What? Come on.
You know, they say they can't tell on camera. But they now we did talk about this before where they were checking the baby sharks in a region of just the amount that was getting into the water. That's what it was, David. And it was in their system just from the water. This is them actually biting the kilos going to town.
And it's going
to
be hard to tell which sharks are on blow because don't sharks always swim and move?
Yeah, they most of them, they can't. That's why, now there are differences, but that's one of the reasons you never see a great white shark at a an aquarium is they have to be moving at all times and they don't usually survive the transportation.
So you're saying because they're prima donnas?
No, because they get the fucking withdrawals and I'll suck your dick, baby. Just give me a fucking bump, man. And they just don't make it.
Wow. You'd be like one of those crooked prison guards and just kind of hook a shark up. You know?
The toothiest crooked prison guard,
but at an aquarium. What do you do? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't forget about it. Don't worry about that drone that just went over the wall.
So, yeah, if you guys are moving weight through the South Keys, keep it out of the water. Keep it dry because we don't
moving
need
moving weight. Is that a term of art?
Yeah, man. You know, they're moving weight. You know, they gotta move those kilos. Those
you gotta bagels. Stack those bricks, bro.
I guess I gotta watch Scarface again.
Yeah. Speaking of stacking bricks, I think it was heroin. Watched Wolves last night.
Wolves.
Oh, is that the George Clooney, Brad Pitt
Wolves.
Movie?
Wolves. Wolf.
Wolves.
Wolves. Wolves. Yeah, it was pretty good.
How was
good.
It?
It was good. Yeah. Ended on a interesting note, and yeah, you know, it showed the parallels.
Did the wolf see cocaine?
Pitt and George Clooney are kind of the same fucking person. So yeah,
interesting.
Have you seen the trailer for that film? What is it, Night Bitch, or something?
I
like
heard
that?
The name, but that's all.
That must be based on the. I thought there was a novel named Night Bitch. I wonder if it's based. Yeah, I assume it's based.
If
on
not, there better be.
It's about, oh God, I've forgotten who stars in it. Oh, it's Amy Adams, maybe?
Yeah.
And she, like, goes out at night and turns into a dog? Or, like, psychologically does? Or something? It's really out there, and it looks interesting.
Kevin has a thing where he pretends he turns into, well, they call it Night Bite. And every night he draws a bath and then does a whole bunch of cocaine. And he goes, I'm a shark!
Fuck, night shark! Bite! Night bite!
Night bite!
Let me tell you something. Bite. You don't want to live below me because there's going to be some massive flooding.
You don't want to live me below.
Was that Yoda on coke?
What'd you say?
I said, was that Yoda on coke? Yes.
Kevin says, you don't want to live below me. And I said, you don't want to live me blow.
You don't want to live me blow. All right. So we're going to switch gears from cocaine and to something different. Who wants to be next? We're going to go to break. We come back. Kevin, we're going to let you go next. We're going to talk about.
Yay.
You can't be that bad.
I like Brent's illusion of choice. Yeah, who wants to go next? We're going to go to break. Kevin, you're next.
I volunteer as tribute. That's coming up after this on Sad Blurry Hysteria.
I bet you this is what cocaine starts doing. Yeah.
This is what song goes through the head of cocaine sharks constantly. Bum, 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 bum. Ride a surfer. All right, man. So we're shifting gears, but keeping on Animal Planet, right? Right? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, that's right, man. Just call me Jack Hanna.
Well, this one. So the last one, I forget where it came from because it's already closed. This one comes to us from the New York Times.
Here's the deal. When I looked at this link on my computer, I wasn't signed into my New York Times account, so I got the paywall. But not to worry. I pay $9 billion a month to get the New York Times, and I got this baby pulled up right here on my
phone. I can give you a free login to the New York Times offline, so just remind me of that. So, yeah.
You never have to pay. So this one says, I'm going to give you guys the headline, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rancher gets 6 months in prison for scheme to create giant sheep hybrid. Giant sheep hybrid.
Mm.
Let that one sink in.
So not
the
just,
prosecutors.
Go ahead.
What's that?
No, go ahead. Sorry, I'm.
Prosecutors said the Montanan illegally. So this is a Montana man.
How old is he?
Illegally used tissue from a sheep from Central Asia, and this is where you'll be interested, Brent. The testicles from a bighorn sheep to make huge hybrids that he could sell at premium prices.
See, now I've been wondering what to do with all my giant bighorn sheep testicles. Turns out I missed the
boat. I know.
Boat.
If I had a nickel for every time that you said that, I'd have.
You could afford the New York Times.
That's right. Thank you, David. Thank you for clearing.
I love
that
the first thing of this is an 81-year-old Montana rancher.
I know. He's 80 fucking one.
You know, when they came to arrest him, he's like, fuck off. Good.
So the judge, well, let's say what he did, how he did this, okay? First of all, it's a nearly decade-long scheme. So he's selling these sheep hybrids from 2013 to 2021. He used parts from protected wildlife, which are called Marco Polo sheep. Do you think they ever play Marco Polo in the field?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Not in the water. Too much cocaine.
No, right. Yes.
It's because when you lose them, you go out in the field and you say, Marco, and they go, ah!
And they run, and they run because you're going to take some of their tissue and mix right? it with testicles. So these Marco Polo are from Central Asia, as I said, and these bighorn sheep that are native to the Rocky Mountains to make large hybrids, right? He could sell them at high prices, particularly where in the United States do you think these sold well, guys?
Places to hunt them, I'm sure.
Wyoming.
Texas.
Places to hunt them, right, yeah.
Wait, he's from Wyoming.
Everything's bigger in Texas, including...
Yeah. No, he's from Montana.
Montana, my bad.
I'll forgive you for the
thanks.
The mistake there.
I don't care about any of it. So
is it big? Really yeah. Is it square? Yeah.
Texas.
So this gentleman's name is Arthur Shubarth.
Nice.
And as Brent has said, he is 81 years old. Now, his sentence includes 3 years of supervised release. He also has been ordered to pay $20,000 in fines to the Lacey Act Reward Fund, a $4,000 payment to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, and a $200 special assessment.
Wow.
Don't forget that special assessment.
It's nice that they added 3 years of supervision to his three-year already plan of not dying. So he's really, he's really stacking up
yeah,
the
they actually
things.
Did a physical before, and they're like, I think he'll last another 3 years. Let's just, we'll go with this. And Mr. Shubarth said before sentencing, I will have to work the rest of my life to repair everything I've done.
Okay. I got a little uppity in my 70s.
I mean, didn't people do this forever and a day?
Well, so that
he was trafficking illegal wildlife now, right? It's legally taken wildlife.
Well, right. And the Marco Polo sheep are on the global endangered species list.
So he's these are hybrids, but he's using a globally endangered species
right.
to make a hybrid to hunt.
And I know, and this is right, because whenever I look for Marco Polo Argali sheep, I go to Kyrgyzstan.
Yes, and when he looks for the most dangerous game, he just calls his billionaire friends and says, release another. And then
oh, I thought you were going to go.
Shit,
what was that movie called? Surviving the Game?
Depends on if you ask.
Don't Ice hate the player.
Or not. Remember that? It was an Ice-T movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, Surviving the Game, I think is what it's called.
No one's going to fuck with me, Ice-T. I'm the most dangerous game there is.
Enhance.
Enhance.
So this guy sent this genetic material
from... Hold on.
We
didn't get that joke through. Oh. Enhance.
Enhance. I don't know. I forget if it's Ice-T or Ice Cube. I can't keep up with my ices. Ice Spice? It might be that one now. Yeah. I don't know.
Who knew there was so much with ISIS? Sorry, Kevin, as you were.
No, it's all right. So like I said, they were they're protected. The Argali Marco Polo sheep are protected by the Endangered Species Act. But they are also banned in Montana to protect native sheep from illnesses and hybridization.
Yeah, because they can they can bang them, make them sick, and then you got some narnar babies coming out going like, you know, and that no one wants that. They're all sex crazed and dum-dum strong and taking over the Montana skyways, you know, and byways. So
federal prosecutors said that Mr. Shubarth
right along. I
had sent genetic material from the Argali sheep to a lab to create cloned embryos that he used to impregnate the ewes on his ranch. So that meant in May 2017, a single pure genetic male Marco Polo Argali sheep that Mr. Shubarth named Montana Mountain King was born.
So he actually, it started with straight up fucking cloning.
Right.
And, you know, normally you'd be like, good. These are endangered species. And he's like, great. Now get it fucking and we'll kill it.
Well, right. And now Mr. Shoebirth and his unnamed co-conspirators harvested and used Montana Mountain King's semen to artificially impregnate various other species of ewes, all of which were prohibited in Montana.
Man. I don't want to I don't want to think about the ones that aren't prohibited. You can do me if you want to.
And just like in 2019, Brent, I believe is when you got into the testicles of wild hunted Rocky Mountain bighorn.
Yes, yes, but that's, mine that's was just for those. Display purposes.
Yeah, that's why I just look through the window. I don't come inside.
Not like Brent, he comes inside them all.
Oh, hey, oh. Ew. Hey, see what I did there?
I have
there?
To get him in when I can. Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Sound like my grandpa.
I want to end with this. This is how he was caught. For any of you out there who, like Brent, who may have some testicle things going on. His scheme was uncovered by the authorities after they learned that he was using forged veterinary inspection certificates to move prohibited sheep in and out of Montana, prosecutor said. So make sure if you have forged veterinary, just don't forge your veterinary inspection certificates, okay?
He was caught when he called into Wildlife National. It's a TV show. First time caller, long time listener. Hey, I got a whole bunch of illegal sheep I'm needing to move. Can you tell me? Don't do that. Don't do that. And you would think that they could have just got a corrupt veterinarian to do that shit without having to forge it. I don't know, man. It's like they were so close to having a good scheme and then they just let it go. They were so close to having something cool, like helping repopulate a sheep, but he wanted it in his area and in Texas where they're not supposed to be.
Did it give any specifics about the sheep at all? I'm wondering, like, how big do they get?
It didn't give me dimensions. The photo, which obviously people cannot see, this thing looks, and maybe this is just a bighorn, I don't know, but that's a big fucking horn. It's a big old motherfucker.
Are these the ones where their horns will grow into their head and kill them? They have to chop them?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is Montana Mountain King.
But he was the purebred clone.
Yeah. He's got huge horns. Yeah. He looks like the devil.
When reached for comment, all he would say is, kill me. So I don't know how well the cloning was done, but hey. You know.
That's what I'm wondering too. Like, how healthy were these things? Is this a new breed? Like, or
all
new
they
species?
Needed to do is stand there and get shot. So
I'm wondering about the science of it.
Well, you've come to the wrong podcast, my friend.
Kevin's like, I'm glad someone finally asked. Well, I've got my master's and PhD in
sheepery.
Sheep fucking. Yeah, he's like, I went to school for
sheep
animal
husbandry.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen. Nobody really looks too closely at the framed diplomas on my wall, so it works out.
It's funny you say that. I have a graduate a high school diploma from Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters that I've had in my studio. Both of the studio I've had, no one's ever looked at it. So you're right.
Did I miss that too? I mean, I spent a lot of fucking time.
It's got
literally
underneath it says Charles. He's got Charles Xavier, headmaster, and it's got a signature on there.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
How did you get that?
It was in a Wizard magazine in 1998. They just was in there as an insert. And then I have Lisa's, one of her cousins does calligraphy. So I had them write my name on there. So it looks like a fucking diploma. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah. And then I framed it and it's like, huh, how about that?
I just got my Stratford Career Institute Correspondence Course diploma.
We were talking about that. What, maybe it was with Kevin when you weren't on. What did you study like demonology or some shit? What was it?
No, astrology and parapsychology.
Same difference. Everyone knows astrology is of the devil. You're going to hell.
And the I Ching was in there, palmistry, you know.
I was in the I Ching and
palmistry?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I can read a mean palm.
Yeah.
You're worldly.
He's better if it's done masturbating at the time, but he'll give it a shot no matter what.
He likes a challenge, Brent.
What'd you say?
He likes a challenge.
Yeah, it's a talent.
Not all really right. A challenge. You can see just where the fingers are pointing if they're leaning towards a certain mound of Apollo or mound of Saturn or anyway.
A mound of penis. All right.
You laugh.
All right. We're going to break and we come back more from Europe and radar.
Oh, boy.
Some royal shenanigans that's coming up after the break on Sad Blurry Hysteria.
Blow for you and blow for me.
Please stop throwing your cocaine in the ocean. The royals keep biting it, and it's making them even weirder. So, yeah.
Don't go dropping C4 on the seafloor.
Don't go dropping C4. All right. Well, Flora, you got something for us.
We go back to Radar Online, my new favorite source for everything.
Yes.
That especially includes nutrition friends and info, family, which everyone. I'm still trying to find. But we'll get there. Anyways, did someone send this, Brent, or did you find
this? No, this is a me. This is straight off the Brent hand.
Queen Camilla attacked in the night by bed-hopping ghost that pinned her down before she told it where to go.
Always keep your door open so people can come to your rescue.
Are you saying that she told it to Brexit the room?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly it.
I didn't think Shisk was going to make an appearance this week, but he came through in a clutch there.
I feel like Shisk hears Radar Online and just pops up.
I think it's the best publication there is.
Radar Online learned from Tom Parker Bowles, which is Camilla's son, that his mother and father, Andrew, at the time, raised him and his sister in a haunted house while they were growing up. Ooh. And he adds, my mother says she woke up one night in the middle of the night and there was a presence sort of pinning her down in her bed.
Jesus Christ. It's got that fucking, Ghostbusters shit going on. Like, that's actually terrifying. Think about that.
And
no, for real, if someone was pinning you down.
I'll save stuff till after this, but, he said this was many, many years ago, but she's made of pretty strong stuff, so probably told the ghost where to go. So this is misleading already. Come on.
Man, I mean,
it literally says she told it where to go, and now he's saying she probably told it. Oh,
deeper. He just got, I think you're getting it misconstrued there.
I think so. Well, anyways. He talked about this house that they grew up in. And when I say house, he said it was quite a big old manor house.
Yeah.
And shockingly, there were some rooms that were cold. There were some rooms that dogs wouldn't go in. And they were quite sure it was very haunted because they would hear the sounds of banquets downstairs and just all kinds of noise going on.
Well, they were British and there's a room the dogs wouldn't go in, so I'm going to assume it was the kitchen. But other than that...
Nice.
Like, but, Jesus Christ, you got to boil everything? Roof. I don't know, man. Seriously, Kevin, if you're wake up and an entity is holding you down, what's your go-to maneuver?
What's my go-to maneuver if I'm held down by an entity?
Yeah.
Well, first I extract my head from the tornado siren and then
establish dominance with eye contact.
I grab the entity and put it in the tornado siren to which it says, I can't hear.
What happens is as it's doing this, he interlocks his fingers with it and goes, what are we? And it just leaves immediately.
Well, Brent, you didn't have to tell the truth.
Where are you going? I love you. It's just what Satan did to stop it.
Sorry. I love that something pinned her down, an entity pinned her down in the middle of the night. It has to be a ghost.
Yeah.
And then there's a giant house, an old English house, where some rooms were cold, even in the summer. Really?
They were the old house. They were the lower inside rooms in the basement. It was the weirdest thing.
That's they had some drafts coming in, David. Drafts. Draft problem.
Exactly. Those things cost a fortune to heat.
I mean, we're making jokes and shit. And if you are, this is one of those things like, please believe me, and people don't. But man, you know, Mama was taken advantage of by a ghost is the story here. She right. just so happens to be that looker that caused someone to die in the royal family. So, you know, we got to talk about it. Oof.
And now she's got Charles.
She's got something, you know. Yeah, it's, I don't
know.
She's
got legs. She knows how to use them.
And two of them, actually. Not all British people like people with two legs. Isn't that right, Kevin? Some singers will just settle for one.
That is something you told me while you had me strapped to a chair last
week. Just, that was a Beatles joke.
I get it now, and you can fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, and she doesn't get any more.
But also, now I understand why you said that to me while I was strapped to a chair.
I'm a ghost. I don't know, man. That is crazy. Now, you know, we're laughing about it because she's, you know, royal family and stuff like that. But name an old English home that isn't haunted. I'll wait. You know, and like you said.
Or drafty.
Drafty, yeah. It's the weirdest. It's very drafty, especially near the windows. You know, who knows? Who knows? The ghost stuff is crazy.
On the north side of the house.
The damnedest thing. the ghost happenings is crazy, but, you know, the whole, this room's cold, and I got a room my dog doesn't like to go in right now. It's full of boxes. He's terrified of them. Turns out they are, this is where we're putting all our tore down boxes up here. They're going to kill him, he thinks. So.
Is this gravy?
It's Gordon.
Ah,
Grayson pretty much is too dumb to realize anything is evil or
mean. I'm sorry, I think you meant to say too handsome.
Too handsome, too ignorant, one or the other. He's a good boy.
Thank you.
He's a good boy, but he's pretty dumb. And Gordon is dumb. Gordon, our dog, is mentally, he doesn't have all his mental faculties. What is the word? He's delayed. I don't know what the proper term is for a dog. literally our vet was like
delayed,
like not like it, like retarded. I don't know what to say other than like literally they're like, yeah, he has mental issues, but he's really cute and really pretty, you know. He's so we allow him to be.
Well,
like,
I tell you what, he likes to lick stuff.
He does. That's one of his things. He'll just start licking and lick for 3-4 hours. He takes
and
Prozac.
That's not really an exaggeration.
He takes the exact same brand and milligrams of Prozac as Kevin, so they just share when Kevin's over.
That's right. Actually, I take way more, but you don't see me licking shit because I do it in private.
How many 1-gram joints have you swallowed lately?
Oh my God.
Zero.
We had to stop before we stopped. Kevin got a call because someone's dog ate a 1-gram joint. He had to help them, so like, what did he need to do? I don't know. Get him a fucking comfy chair and some biscuits and let him ride it out.
put on
the Gilligan's Island. Fucking, yeah.
Put on the
marathon.
The Pluto TV Gilligan's channel and maybe some smooth jazz on low in the background and just let this fucking thing work itself out. Oh, this one had Phyllis Diller and the Harlem Globetrotters. we can't get off the goddamn island, but Phyllis Diller found her way here and back home. Oh, well. well, you know, so cocaine sharks, cloned.
Dom DeLuise.
This week on
that was
Gilligan's
the best Dom DeLuise impression I've heard in
Charo.
A while.
Smokey and the Bandit.
And the Bandit. It's not every day you get to see Smokey fuck the Bandit. That's from a clerk.
I downloaded the wrong Gilligan's Island.
That was from Mallrats, I think it was. Yeah. All right, kids. So if you guys want to hear your stories on here, send them to us weird@hysteria51.com. weird@hysteria51.com. And if they're from radar.com, more power to you. A lot of British, a lot of ghost fucking, just chef's kiss. No notes on that one. Kevin, thanks for joining us, man. What do you got going on these days?
Well, I tell you what, I still got old Sad Times going. If you go to sadtimespodcast.com, you can listen to all the episodes. But I've also launched my own website, which is just Kevin Crispin, CRISPIN.com.
Real quick,
to highlight the
I don't want to interrupt. Yeah. I do apologize. I did go there for the first time, but when it asked me to verify my age, I stopped. What's that about?
It's none of your business.
Okay, friend. Okay, never mind then. Keep going.
KevinCrispin.com. It highlights the acting work I do and then also the motivational speaking I do around the issues of mental health. So please go check it out.
Nice. Nice. And, you know, it's just pictures of him and my dog discussing mental health.
Right. And one is licking, and I'll let you guess who it is.
Well, that's awesome, man. And motivational speaking, that's what I know you, for those of you who don't know, he's been working on this for a long time. So that is awesome. And
thank you.
You've returned to the stage. Are we going to see you on the screen anytime soon? Other than the Dateline.
If they'll pay me to be on the screen, if somebody comes and says, would you be on the screen? I'd be like, yes, I will. Thank you.
Well, there you go. There you go. Flora, you got anything, any irons in the pot fire right now on anything else?
I'm just running this damn theater company.
Oh, well, you know how it goes. That theater company that doesn't employ Kevin John Crispin. So that's cool. Perfect. I wouldn't worry about
it.
I wouldn't worry.
That's fucked up, David.
Yeah. Well, come to audition.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I say, I just got a ring light. Can I send you an audition tape?
Yeah, just be available for all of November and December, please.
What's the show?
A Christmas Carol.
It's not The Christmas Carol. It's A Christmas Carol. They're not sure which one they're going to pick it later.
Yeah, it's going to be random every night, but.
I'm the ghost
Sounds
of Christmas is meh.
Oh, holy night.
Due to a technical issue tonight, you're going to be visited by two ghosts. we don't believe in understudies.
I was born to play Jacob Marley.
Yeah? I just figured you were born to be shackled with chains for all eternity.
Well, that too, but that's why I work as Jacob Marley, because I'm a method actor. In death.
All right, kids.
I can see straight through you.
Well,
Dickens jokes.
Get to cloning your sheep, but make sure that sperm ain't illegal. That's your takeaway. Don't bite any floating bricks in the ocean. And if you can't see it, don't fuck it. Especially in England. Mm. Those are your takeaways. Mm. We'll see you next time.
Meeting adjourned.
Bye.